Describe a place you visited where the air was polluted. IELTS cue card, sample answer 1. Introduction. These days, air pollution is a concerning issue. The air is being contaminated by an increase in industries and personal vehicles. Factory emissions need to be reduced, or we will be compelled to live in a gas chamber-like environment someday. The economy is prospering from the manufacturing of products, but factory pollution is causing widespread illness. Where is the place? I'm going to talk about an industrial sector near my city, Ghaziabad. There are a lot of medium-sized to large-scale factories here which produces a wide range of goods of different metals and polymers. When did you visit? I went to see a client who runs a factory here because I wanted to place an order, and he invited me to visit the plant to observe how his products are made. He shared information about steps involved in manufacturing because he was my distant relative. Why the air was not good? There were numerous reasons why the air quality was so bad. First off, there has been an enormous increase in the number of factories in this area in recent years. The reason for this is that the government offers a tax holiday to the industries in this region, meaning that businesses that relocate their factories here will not be required to pay taxes for the following 8 years. The higher authorities waived off taxes to encourage industrial development in this rural area and increase unemployment, which would help the young people without jobs find employment. This idea, however, backfired because it caused an environmental catastrophe. Numerous chimneys are quickly releasing pollutants into the air. The requirement for an appropriate waste disposal setup was another significant factor contributing to air contamination. As a result, many industries were burning rubbish in front of their factories. Furthermore, heavy-duty vehicles that were being used for transportation produced more pollution. And explain how you felt about the place. When I was here, I felt so bad that I had sympathy for the employees. I took a sigh of relief and breathed in fresh air as I left that place. Conclusion. In my opinion, the pollution problem needs to be resolved in that area as quickly as possible in order for people to inhale pure oxygen rather than oxygen that has been diluted. Describe a place you visited where the air was polluted. IELTS cue card, sample answer 2. Introduction. Indeed, pollution poses a serious risk now. It is now hard to find a place free of pollutants. I want to tell you about a place I visited today where I noticed the air was really polluted. Where is the place? It was a big Indian Union territory that I went to. India's capital city, Delhi, was well known for its marketplaces and busy streets. Sadly, it was also well known for having a problem with air pollution. The city was regarded as one of the most polluted in the world due to the appalling air quality. When did you visit? Actually, my dad and I traveled to Delhi a few months ago. At my cousin's residence, there was a family gathering. We were very excited to visit this city. In addition, I had never been to Delhi before. Thus, it was a first for me. I was extremely excited to see that new location. Why the air was not good? I observed one significant problem in this area during my visit. The problem was that the air pollution was widespread. I could feel contaminated particles in my breath, and black smoke was everywhere. I noticed smoke coming from a large number of vehicles. In addition, there was an endless queue of cars that were parked next to each other and constantly honked at one another. And explain how you felt about the place. I hesitated because of the smoke and gases that the moving cars on the road generated, and my eyes were burning. In addition, I observed several factories that were causing air pollution by releasing a lot of hazardous gases that were extremely dangerous and had a disastrous impact on the ecosystem. I felt very congested and hopeless as nobody seemed to be concerned about the problem. I believe that local authorities should make the general public aware of the dangerous effects of air pollution. I even felt sorry for the city's inhabitants because they had to live in a dirty environment and were more likely to contract illnesses. Conclusion. I had an awful time on the vacation all around. It made it easier for me to see how important it is to save the environment and reduce pollution in order to have a brighter future. Describe a place you visited where the air was polluted. IELTS Q-Card, Sample Answer 3. Introduction. Nowadays, there isn't a single uncontaminated location. But we need to take short vacations to decompress and have a little fun in order to improve ourselves and escape from daily life. Because I visited Ho Tan a few years ago, I would like to discuss it here. Where is the place, / when did you visit? During the semester break of my second year of college, my friends and I made the decision to visit Baghdad in Iraq to view historical monuments, museums, and other beautiful sites. Why was the air not good? As soon as I stepped outside the airport, I could feel the quality of the air changing. In the foggy sky, I could make out a layer of haze hanging over the city. Even in the scorching weather, I had to wear a mask to protect my lungs from the tainted air. Although the hazy air was definitely a negative aspect of my trip, it also made me appreciate clean air and increased my awareness of the environment. Traveling to a location with such bad air quality made me see how important it is to reduce our carbon footprint and take action to halt climate change. And explain how you felt about the place. During my entire trip, I struggled to enjoy my time in the city. I was unable to run or engage in any other outside activity without experiencing the negative impacts of the air pollution. I saw a lot of people in the area wearing masks and saw the frequent use of air purifiers in houses and offices. Conclusion. Baghdad provided me with a sobering reminder of human activities' damage to the environment and the need to reduce our carbon footprint. Seeing the effects of air pollution up close was disheartening, but it was also a valuable educational experience that deepened my understanding of the challenges facing our planet. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Follow-Up Questions. Question: Is there more pollution now than in the past? Answer: Indeed, pollution is undoubtedly rising daily with the growing population. People are using private vehicles, and every area is becoming more industrialized. Appropriate laws and guidelines are lacking to regulate air pollution. In the past, there was either limited use of automobiles or no vehicle travel. Hence, the pollution was also less as compared to now. Therefore, as the number of cars increases, the pollution is also increasing. Question: In what ways can air pollution be reduced effectively? Answer: Fossil fuel combustion is the primary cause of air pollution. Therefore, there will be a significant drop in air conformation when the number of passenger automobiles declines. The government must encourage the use of electric vehicles by offering incentives through a number of programs. There will be a reduction in pollutants with this technique. Additionally, all available alternative energy sources, including solar, tidal, and wind power, should be utilized. Solar panels should be installed in the unoccupied and vacant spaces to capture electricity. Alternative sources don't pollute the area. Hence, utilization there has to be promoted in order to reduce pollution effectively. Question: Do you think the city is cleaner or dirtier than the countryside? Why? Answer: In my opinion, the countryside is less dirty than the city. The primary cause is the city's ongoing development and the emergence of new industries. The government has laid down laws and regulations, but the industrialists don't obey them. There is inadequate treatment of effluents. The fact that cities have a larger population than rural areas is another factor. Therefore, there are more cars in the cities, which contributes to the pollution. In addition to air pollution, cities have higher levels of noise pollution than rural areas. Cities are more polluting than rural areas for all of these reasons. Question: What can factories and power plants do to reduce pollutants? Answer: Industries and power plants should use fewer fossil fuels and more clean energy to generate electricity. For example, nuclear energy is cleaner than fossil fuels, and thermal and solar energy can be used in industries to reduce air pollution. Second, they could relocate to more remote locations where there is less population. This would significantly lessen the issues brought on by air pollution. Question: Do you think many companies have been forced to reduce pollutants? Answer: Yes, the government and authorities have undoubtedly located some polluted sites and established guidelines by implementing stringent regulations that have reduced pollution, but the rate at which it is increasing is still worrying. The only way to solve this issue is to outlaw fossil fuels. Various authorities are attempting to resolve this environmental issue in a workable manner. Question: do you think the wind has any effect on pollution? How? Answer: yes, I believe that the wind aids in dispersing the contaminants. This explains why Chennai has less pollution than Delhi, even with a large automobile population. This is so that contaminants can be effectively dispersed through the sea breeze's entry and exit. Due to its landlocked location, Delhi is the only place where pollution builds up.